Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Zivachim Daf Samaches, Zivachim 68, and our Gemara is discussing a case of a woman who initially had to bring two obligatory offerings of birds because she had given birth, and then she made a vow upon herself to give two more, and eventually, because of a series of ambiguities and uncertainties about exactly what was brought and what was intended to be brought, according to the Chachamim, she ends up with having to bring seven birds, and according to Ben Azai, she has to bring additional birds. And there's a dispute amongst the commentaries how much indeed Ben Azai says she has to bring, and maybe according to Rashi, she has to bring an additional eight birds. So we see from this that what started out in a very small way ends up multiplying, that she has to bring much more. In this context, Rabbi Yehoshua in the Mishnah in Kinim talks about the following idea. The Rabbi Yehoshua says the following. He says, "Zeu sha'amru." This is what our sages said. And our sages is discussion of this concept of the woman starting off with a small number and then the end she has to bring much more. "Zeu sha'amru." This is what our sages said. With respect to a ram, kishu chai, when the ram is alive, kolo echad, he makes one sound. What's his one sound? He makes a bleeding sound that a ram makes. But however, kishu mace, when the ram dies, kolo shiva, he makes seven sounds. How does he make seven sounds? So the Mishnah in Kinin discusses how we get to seven, and the Mishnah clarifies, Ketzad kol sheva, how does this ram, which when it's alive makes only one sound, when it dies makes seven? So we see Mishtei Karanav, Osim Shtei Chatzotros. After the ram dies, from its two horns, they turn that into two trumpets. Mishtei Shoka, from its two thighs, Osim Shnei Chalilin. They make two flutes out of the thigh bones of the ram. And from its skin, Oro Meshamesh Latof, they take the skin of the ram and they turn it into a drum. Me'aya, from the innards, they turn that into a lyre. And from the B'nai Ma'ayav, and from the inner organs, they turn that into a harp. And so we see from this, we get to seven musical instruments that come out of the ram after it dies. The two trumpets, the two flutes, the drum, and the harp and the lyre. And also it says there in the Mishnah in Kinin that there are some say that they even take the tzemer, they take the wool of the ram, and they turn it into the techeles, which was used, the wool, which was used for the me'il of the Kohen Gadol, of the high priest. He had a robe. And there are on this robe there were bells which made a sound. And so therefore that's considered also to have a sound. And so we see from here that this is a wondrous thing, that the ram, when it's alive, makes only one sound, but after its death it makes seven or even eight sounds. And this is connected to the woman, that she comes in and she intends to start off with just two offerings, but in the end she ends up with many more offerings. But this is also a powerful idea for our life, that some people live their life and they think that the only sound that they're going to be making is the sound while they are alive. But in reality, that the ram teaches us that you can make many more sounds after your death. If we live our lives in a way that is recognizing that Hashem Yisbarach is our salvation and as our Savior, then it's possible that a person can live their life with just making one sound, but after our lives are gone, after we leave this world, and our Shema goes up to Shemayim, it's possible we can make many more sounds, like the ram. The Tzemach David says in this context, he interprets the verse from Genesis 37:12, which says that Joseph's brothers went to graze the sheep, and Joseph went after his brothers. It says about Jacob's children, that the brothers went to tend to the flock of the sheep of their father in Shechem. And so why does the Torah have to tell us that he went to tend to the flock of their sheep in Shechem? And so the Tzemach David explains that after we received the Torah at Sinai, then we understood to serve Hashem through the fulfillment of mitzvahs and Torah study. But before we received the Torah at Sinai, the main aspect of serving God was through shirim and tishbachos, was through song and praise to God. That was just simply music coming from the heart. And so therefore, we pray that just like we say, song to God in this world, so too we will merit before God to say songs and praise in the world to come. And how are we going to know how to give praise to God? We know how to give praise to God from prior to the Matan Torah. The way we knew how to give praise to God was by going to the shepherds, by going to the animals and learning how, from the way the animals act, that's how we were able to understand how to properly serve God. And so in this context, the Talmud in Erevin 102b states that if the Torah wasn't given, we would have learned modesty from a cat. And so too, that's what we're saying here in this context also, that the idea is that they, when the brothers went to graze, to pasture the sheep of their father, that they were studying the animals in order to understand the proper way to serve Hashem Yisbarach. And we see from here that from the sheep, from the keves, which he points out is the same exact letters that make up the word Shechem, is the same letters that make up the keves, the ram, we see how to give song and praise to Hashem Yisbarach, not only in this world where we're alive, but also in the world to come. And that is a deep concept, that the ram, if we study the animals, we'll understand not only how to give song and praise to God in this world, but eventually we'll really know how to give the ultimate song and praise to Hashem in the world to come. And all this is from the basic concept that even though sound is only one in this world, that in the world to come, that after our lives, we can ultimately give seven times that sound if our mitzvos are the guiding force in our life.